KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
With eThekwini under a level 5 severe thunderstorm alert, the municipality is appealing to residents and motorists to be extremely careful. Heavy rains have been hammering Durban, with parts of the city still reeling from two destructive storms in recent weeks. eThekwini's Gugu Sisalana says disaster and emergency teams remain on high alert.
The downpour is expected to intensify later today. Motorists are urged to be on high alert as some roads in various parts of the city have been flooded.
Now, there are reports of flooded routes across central and southern Durban. The SA Weather Service's level 5 warning also applies to KZN's Reinkonyeni, Umzumbe, Umdoni and Mkambatini areas. Forecasters say heavy downpours could trigger mudslides, flash floods and pose a serious risk to life. KZN Transport's Ndabazinhle Sibiya says MEC Sboniso Duma is concerned.
It's been raining since early this morning. There are roads that have been flooded. The MEC is worried that the prolonged rainfall will once again cause havoc. If it continues to rain like this, tomorrow people are going to be isolated as roads will be destroyed. He has also indicated that the prolonged rainfall has really created so much havoc in the province.
Well, our sports reporter Fahida Crouch described how she struggled through dangerous conditions while making her way from Umhlanga to Morningside earlier.
Rain is pelting on the M4 heading to and from Durban. Around that Prospect and Hall area, Toyota Pick and Pay area, has completely flooded. Sand has started to wash onto the M4. Cars are driving quite slowly there. We're starting to make U-turns to avoid that area at all costs. The road along Umgeni in the Riverside Durban North area is also flooded, so if you can avoid that area as well, near the Bird Park, please do so.
That's our very own Fahida Crouch. On to some other news now, and a privately built spacecraft has successfully landed on the moon.
We're on the moon.
Blue Ghost is the size of a small car. The spacecraft, which was developed by Texas-based Firefly Aerospace, has spent the last 2 weeks orbiting the moon. It's carrying a vacuum that'll suck up moon dirt for analysis and a drill to measure temperatures below the lunar surface. NASA will use this equipment for a flurry of experiments. The spaceship's already beaming back stunning pictures of its home planet. And finally, it's Hollywood's big night. The 97th Academy Awards will take place in Los Angeles, with Conan O'Brien gearing up to host the ceremony. 30 films are in the running for Oscar's glory. Emilia Perez leads the nominations on 13, followed by The Brutalist and Wicked with 10 nods each. Now, it's going to be a lot calmer tomorrow. Durban's reaching a high of 27 degrees. Sunshine all round. Maritzburg, Newcastle, Moira 25. Richards Bay, Olundi 28. Ladysmith and Margate 26. Cockstead 23, 22 for the Berg. Sea swells tomorrow morning are reaching 2 metres in Durban, with sunrise at 12 minutes to 6. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.